Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a good day to bid you good day. Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
Stephen, good day. Program 33 after the hour now. As we continue to peruse what's going on, we being Jennifer Horn, who is here with me, star of the day, star of the week, star of the year, star of this program. Also, Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Some good news from the business world, the U.S. toy industry, which for years, as you know, has been languishing at the expense first of the Japanese and then the Chinese. Now,
the Indian chiefs.
The Indian chiefs also are big into this. The industry is staging a comeback this year, expected to have its strongest year in at least 10 to 12 years after several years of children choosing video games and mobile apps over Barbie and stuffed bears, that sort of thing. It'd be, you know, we should try to do. I haven't had the teddy bear outfit in Vermont on. Are they still in business? They must still be in business, aren't they? I haven't heard commercials for them for a while. From anyway, used to advertise on Christmas and Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. I remember doing a lot of commercials over the years for them. We got to find out what the heck's going on with them. But then, anyway, the point here is that we have industries that are coming back, much the same as a lot of the candidates are saying, yeah, we got to get American business back again. A lot of companies that have gone offshore, you know, have come back to having things made in America. I thought somebody, and I don't remember which one, made the point, how with this, the debate began with the discussion of minimum wage and how unrealistic it is, at least from the point of view of most of the people that are up on stage. And I don't, was it Carson who brought out the point that he, no, I think it was Trump, but whoever said it, what I remember is what they said. I remember who said it. I don't remember who said it, but there were good points that were made. But this one about how we compete, you can't compete with the rest of the world if you're going to pay $15 an hour to people. It just isn't realistic.
Right.
It may be great, and the protesters outside the hall all had good intentions, but they're unrealistic. They don't understand international politics. They don't understand international business. They don't understand international relations. We pay more here than pretty much everybody else. And if you look at the fate business-wise of some of the people in Europe, some of the countries, Spain and France are good examples, where they pay outrageous wages and people don't have to work as hard, they aren't real competitors on the international stage.
And trust me when I tell you this, if we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, U.S. jobs will be lost and they will be replaced by automated
robots.
Things, whether that's a robot.
And they brought that up last night too.
It'll happen. I mean, corporations are not going to lose the money. I know people think that corporations are supposed to just hand out extra because they have it. They're not going to do that.
It's not their job.
They're either,
their
if they pay
make
us
money
more
for
money,
the stockholders.
If they pay us more money, they're going to charge the consumers more money and they're going to cut jobs.
And that
they're
slows down the economy. It doesn't make it go. And several of them said, well, we may be heading into a recession again after the election next year because this year things will be great. The numbers will be good because the politicians want to get elected or reelected. So they'll make sure the economy works. However, that's why the insurance, interest rates aren't going to go up until after the election next year. Because they want to keep things where they are. The housing market.
And Donald Trump was right saying that that is a political body. And
of course it is.
The Fed is political for sure.
So I know where I am. Both of the places where I own real estate, the East Coast and the West Coast, California, Massachusetts, the value of the land and of the real estate in general has gone up immensely in the past year. I was looking yesterday, my friend who's in the real estate business in Santa Monica, he's in Los Angeles County, sent me a chart of the values and how they've gone up. Beverly Hills, for example, not that this is the average, but it is sort of in Los Angeles County, the best stuff as you go toward the beach. The Beverly Hills average price of a home in Beverly Hills is $6 million.
Jeez.
And the values have gone up 40% in the last year. So that's the money that's now being accrued. The one percenters, if you will, all of the people who want to throw. I love how some of these guys, especially Obama, wait until he gets out of office and see how much money he makes. You wait and see. Or if Hillary goes off on, see, I don't think she talks about this very much because she doesn't have any credibility here. If she talks about, although I think she has said this, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, the idea of taxing the rich and we got to do this for the poor and yada, yada. I think she's on tenuous ground there because somebody's going to take a, certainly whoever she runs against, if she takes that position, whoever she's running against will take her apart because of the money the Clintons have made since Bill Clinton got out of office. So, and since she got out of this, the Secretary of State, she's charging. He has gotten as much as $300,000 for a speech, and she gets $125,000 for speeches. So why isn't there parity there? She doesn't get as much to say as her husband does. There's a sexist deal. How come Mrs. Clinton doesn't get paid as much as her husband does?
I know.
Right? Maybe that's what she's president. Aiming for. She, when she becomes president, then after she gets out, she'll be able to charge more.
She'll
for
be able
speeches.
To up her, her speaking money. Exactly.
Speaking of presidents, Jimmy Carter is in the news today, and there's good medical news. His cancer is responding well to treatment, and there's no evidence of any new tumors, his spokesperson said. I should ask Ron Hoffman, who's going to join us in a few moments, Dr. Ron Hoffman, about that.
Dr. Ron's not joining us
today. He's off today.
Oh, he is? Oh, that's right, too.
He's traveling or something today,
yeah,
isn't he?
Right. Yeah. I think he is. Okay, so here's another thing. This is, I said to Kenny a few minutes ago. Did you think when you put the video of the day in the box at DougStephan.com that I would go off on a rant?
I thought there was that possibility.
Okay. Well, so I'll make your possibility and your
dream. That's not why I picked it.
Come true. No, I understand. But
it's super cute, by the way.
Well, it is, but it isn't.
It is. Oh, no, it is.
The video of the day that we're talking about is from a YouTuber named Jonathan. He says that his family recently watched the first trilogy of Star Wars movies, and his two-year-old particularly enjoyed it, especially the music. In fact, Kara, play a little of the audio. This young girl enjoyed it so much. They could hear her singing the Imperial March in her crib. All right. So that is cute.
So cute.
Smart. She's obviously very smart. Going to be the next Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart on the female side. So that's cool and it's cute. However, my attitude toward this is shaken and poignant. Hopefully you will find it that way. This is sort of one of those things like the football with me. The football, the essence of playing football, how bad it is for you and how irresponsible you are as a parent. So this two-year-old watching the Star Wars trilogy, please, please, please understand that the research is unequivocal. Is that the right word? Yeah, uncompromising every single bit. I had this conversation with my daughter when I was there a couple of weeks ago because Miles is almost 11 months old now. And when he goes over to his stepmother's, not his stepmother's, his grandmother's house, Matthew's mother, is still alive. She lives in California. And so she takes the baby every once in a while. So apparently the week before he had watched something on television and it was the first time he'd been exposed to it. And it went, you know, I don't know how it went, but it brought me around to talking to them about the research that they know about and they understand and they agree. This is a no-no for children under the age of three. Maybe 2.5 you push it, but 2 is really pushing it. Because the neurons, all of the things that are electronic in your brain are not mature. They haven't developed to their fullest extent until your child is about 3 years old. So if you expose the child to all of the fast-moving images, whether it's a computer screen, an iPad, television screen, whatever it is, what the research shows is that you are basically creating in your child's head a mishmash of wiring. It's like, you know, here I have in my studio, Bob Kay, my general manager, was in the studio on Saturday trying to fix a couple of messes. couple of problems. And he looks at the floor and he says, can we rewire all of this? I mean, we just have added wires on top of wires on top of wires, and there's wires everywhere, and they're all tangled together, and it's a mess. Well, that's what goes on in your brain before the age of three when you see all these images that you can't correspondingly connect to. You can't absorb them. So what happens to the images or to the electronic ballast of your brain is that they all they create this ADD, this attention deficit disorder, which becomes for some people a lifelong chronic problem. If you see somebody around, you all know, we talk about this all the time, how much of a problem ADD is, ADHD, all that stuff. It's because now in this world that we live in, there's so much stimulation from all of this stuff that's all around us that if we are not discerning and we don't keep our children away from it, it makes a mess of their brain. And I think you can kind of figure out, follow along and understand the concept here. So I know I got off on a toot. And sometimes I do, but when it comes to...
I think maybe you had too much stimulation today.
Why? Why have I had too much
stimulation? Because you're on a toot.
Well, I am, but I think this is important. Even though it's cute to listen to her sing the Imperial March.
I know, and I agree with you. And I think most parents now are very careful not to let their kids watch.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that a one-year-old can learn an iPhone better than we can, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, with that in mind, the television report up next, not for anybody under three. So if your children are listening...
Send them away.
Send them away. Jennifer's report next on Good Day.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that the more we run, the likelihood that our health will improve? Turns out that a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has finished the world's largest study on runners. He found that after 20 years of back-to-back research, that when it comes to exercise, literally more is always better. Again, more is always better with exercise. The more miles that people ran, the less likely they were to develop heart disease and have strokes or have other general health ailments. Basically, 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, equals vastly improved health. So if you can run 50 miles a week, you can potentially have golden health. We often forget that we are, at the end of the day, mammals, and mammals need to move around to stay healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Today on App Check, a novel idea is a tool used by writers to plot storylines, create characters, and arrange scenes. Nicely done.
I love you.
A novel idea. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was the 1967 Rookie of the Year and the 1977 AL MVP. He made the All-Star team 18 years in a row and collected over 3,000 hits in a 19-year career.
There's a drive to left field, base hit. There's number 3,000 for
Carew. So, where is Rod Carew now? Rod has coached young players in the Minnesota Twins organization for years and worked as a special advisor to the Commissioner of Baseball. Adam Sandler introduced Rod to a new generation of fans in a Saturday Night Live performance of the Hanukkah song. But Adam had one thing wrong.
I was listening to the Hanukkah song. Are you actually Jewish?
No, I'm not.
No?
I think Adam found out about it.
Sorry, Adam, but Rod never converted. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a young hockey player in Slovakia, Zdeno Chara had some bad experiences in the locker room.
Rookies were often forced to perform demeaning chores or rituals.
He told himself if he were ever in a position to change that, he would.
As captain of the Boston Bruins, Chara banned the word rookie from their locker room.
He wants a culture that fosters respect for its youngest players and emphasizes that they're part of the team like everybody else.
It seems to have worked. Boston advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals in 2012 and won the Cup in 2011.
True leaders create a culture of respect. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
There was 57 channels and nothing.
Television time now on Good Day 47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and the TV report. Al Roker is traveling around the country trying to break the Guinness Book of Records as to how many states a broadcaster visits in 1 week. Do you think he's going to make it or not, Jennifer?
Oh, I think he will. Al Roker has done many records before. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's pretty good. He's got a lot of stamina, Dougie.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's quite good.
I think he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
He looks a little thin, though. After, you know, some people, when they've been heavy, when they lose a lot of weight, they just look weird.
Yeah.
I want him to be a little chunkier now. All right. Here we go. Lady Gaga and Celine Dion have been added to the list of performers singing to honor the great Frank Sinatra next month. They join Zac Brown and Harry Connick Jr. at what will be called Sinatra 100, an all-star Grammy concert that'll take place December 2nd in Las Vegas. It will air on TV on CBS as a two-hour special on December 6th.
I want to know what happened to Wendy Williams.
Okay, and also, by the way, as a side note, on CBS, they're going to announce the Grammy Award nominees on the December 7th. Okay. Yes, Wendy Williams has got some good news happening. She had her contract extended into 2022. Doesn't that sound so far away? The Wendy Williams Show, however, not been renewed just yet, although people expect it to be renewed because it gets solid ratings. It's scheduled to run through 2017. They'll probably continue it on for those next 7 years. If not, Wendy still has that contract. Now, bad news, if you are a fan of Sleepy Hollow and the show Bones, which there are a lot of fans.
Bones is a good show. Been around a long time.
Fox has decided to move Sleepy Hollow to Fridays, which is typically the kiss of death for TV shows, unless you're Blue Bloods on CBS, where you just soar
or
in Friday spots.
Right,
because it's just such a good show. You just watch it anyway. But Sleepy Hollow will go to Friday when it returns in the spring. Bones has been left without a scheduling spot at all, which, you know what? Let me do a little rant here.
Okay.
This show, Bones, I don't watch it, but it's been on the air for 11 seasons.
Yep.
That means it has a fan base. I will be totally ticked at Fox if they don't give it a proper send-off. I mean, you can knock the show off the end of the year, but don't just bench them. I mean, that's just really rude
to
the fans.
Network, though, because it's a popular show.
Yeah, but the fans support it. It's just annoying. Now, great news, best news of the day, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Ooh.
Big cult favorite, very funny show. Mm-hmm. It's been acquired by Shout Factory.
Knock yourself out.
Which means that it could come back to TV. There's been even some crowdfunding going on to make this happen. And I'm excited. I love this
show. Good for you. Jennifer and Doug, Kenny, 51 after the hour.